In the words of the great tzaddik of Yerushalayim, Shalom from Yerushalayim. Unfortunately, there was a little bit of a problem with the recording on Monday night, and it's been a busy week, so I didn't really have a chance to re-record the shir, but better late than never. And Baruch Hashem, I am sitting right next to a window overlooking Har Bayis, about 40 meters away from the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. For those of you in America, that's about 120 feet, I think. And Bezrat Hashem, hopefully being in this makom will give us a zchus to be able to explain a very difficult concept and to understand it in a clear way that is befitting for the letters of our Holy Torah. Okay, so for the last number of weeks, we've been studying a mahalech in the letters of the Aleph Beis, and we're definitely still holding an introduction to these osios before we get to any of the actual letters themselves. But generally what we've been doing is we've been trying to refocus our experience of Talmud Torah, trying to refocus our experience of Tefillah, and to move away from the sometimes unhealthy obsession that people have with getting more and more information, more ideas and concepts, and trying to bolster their intellectual acumen in exchange for an experience with the letters themselves, to come back to the simple letters of the Aleph Beis, and to see how, obviously, in addition, as we've said many times, not to turn our backs, chas v'shalom, on Shas and Poskim and Tanakh and Mefarshei Tanakh and Svarim HaKadoshim from Sifrei Musar and Sifrei Chassidus and everything. Obviously not that, but to move in addition to that, beyond that, to a place of the letters themselves, where I think, as we mentioned maybe 2 weeks ago, you know, a child never asks, what do I do with an Aleph? What do I do with a Beis? What do these things do for me? It's just the experience of coming into contact with the Ribbono Shel'olam, and as we'll see, Mirtz Hashem, this is certainly a worthwhile thing to study, because it ultimately is able to shape our world. And the truth is, you know, the past few weeks we've been talking about the letters as the building blocks of Torah and Tefillah, and how, you know, the Torah itself, the Tefillah, the Bakashos that we ask, are at their root made up of these very simple letters, and that moving from sophistication back to the basics is a very holy thing. But this week, we're going to, Mirtz Hashem, try, with your permission, to take it one step further to see how the letters themselves are actually the building blocks of all of creation. And that makes a lot of sense, obviously. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a stakel baraisa bar alma, if Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world, so then you would expect that the blueprint themselves would somehow come up in the world, and the basic foundation of the world structure should be made up of the letters of the Aleph Beis. A story about the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch, when he was nearing that point in a Jew's life when you prepare yourself to return your soul, your neshama, to Hashem Yisbarach, to Hashem, the Creator, and tzaddikim never really die, but, you know, as the neshama is starting to separate from the body, so it's a different way of looking at the world. The eyes of the neshama are sometimes freed from the impediments of the guf, and we're able to see the world in a clearer and deeper way. So the Alter Rebbe was at that point in his life, and he called over his grandson, Rav Menachem Mendel, Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch, and he said to him, "Oh, Mendel, I want you to look up at the ceiling and tell me what you see." So Menachem Mendel, who later became Tzemach Tzedek, looked up to the ceiling and he said, "You know, Zaidi, what do you mean, what I see? I see the beams of the ceiling. I see the roof that makes up the ceiling." And the Alter Rebbe looked at him and he said, "You know, Mendel, by this point, when I'm so much davuk to the Olam HaEmes, to the world of truth, to the Makor HaChayim, I don't see the roof anymore. When I look up at the roof, I don't see the beams. All I see are the letters Kuf, Vav, Resh, He, Kora, right? The Hebrew word for beam." And he said, "Mendel, when I look at you, I don't see a little boy anymore. I don't see a little boy who's anxious and frightened of the world, or who has big dreams and big aspirations to make his mark on the world. When I look at you, all I see are the letters Mem, Nun, Dalet, Lamed. I just see Mendel. And I see those letters, the vitality pulsating through every fiber of your being, beyond even just the little boy that's standing in front of me." So I don't really think that any of us have ever had an experience like that. I certainly haven't had an experience like that. And I definitely do not anticipate that at the end of this year we'll be able to have an experience like that. I think that takes years of scrubbing and working and purifying the neshama, so that hopefully, as the Rebbe said, you could have, you know, eyes of the neshama free of the impediments of the guf. I think that's maybe something we could work towards, but I don't think that's the goal. But, you know, I was just thinking that I once saw in the Sefer Imre Pinchas from Pinchas Karatzer. Rav Pinchas Karatzer was giving a shir one time to the Chevra about the Neiros Shabbos. And he was saying over that tzaddikim say that if a person lights Shabbos candles in the right way, or if they're looking at them in the right way, then they're able to see the future. That the Neiros Shabbos are Magidim Asidos. I think that was the lashon he used. That they're Magidim Asidos. Or Magidos Asidos, I don't know. Right, so he said that the Neiros of Shabbos tell the future. So, and he said, and if you'll ask me, why am I telling you this? Because none of us can do this. Even myself, he said about himself, even I can't see the future in the Neiros Shabbos. I don't know how to look properly. He said, I'm telling you because it's good to say true things. Hashem likes when we say emistic things. Hashem likes when we say the truth. And this is the truth about how the world is built on letters. But beyond that, it's important to understand these osios as the yesodos of creation, these chafiz osios, as the foundations of all of the bria, because if we can understand that, if we can at least know that when you look up at the ceiling, you're not seeing the roof, but you're seeing the kora. And if you're looking at a table, you're not sitting at a table, you're sitting at a shin lam and ches nun. And that my name isn't David, but I am actually a Dalit Vav Dalit, and it might be my name, but it's not who I am, it's not my essence. So then I can begin to reshape my entire world. I could begin to reshape my entire existence and undo the fabric of creation and put it back together. Now, we may not know how to do that ourselves, but as we'll hopefully see in this year, studying Torah and davening in a proper way can actually propel these letters forward so that Hashem could do the work for us. Okay, so in source number one from Rav Gadal Yeshur, just an important thing, an important ha'arat to remind ourselves before we begin. Again, it's the nature of re-recording a shir that obviously comes out in a different way. But Rav Gadal Yeshur in source number one, a very chashuv idea, points out that u'l'chol echad miyisrael yesh os b'torah. We already understood, we already learned that every Jew has a letter in the Torah, and that letter is twinned with one of the 613 letters of the Torah. And there are 600,000 root souls, there are 600,000 root letters of the Torah, and each one of those osios is the chiyus hapnimi shelo, is the internal vitality, the internal life force of every single Jew, each one his own letter. Havayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. It's the proverbial vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Adam Rishon had the spirit of Hashem blown into his neshama to give him animate life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every single one of us an os from the Torah in order to animate our lives and to give ourselves the chiyus, the vitality, which allows us to exist and to think and to move and to talk. So the thing is that Rabbi Gedalia Yeshur quotes from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Amud Beis says that Antonina said to Rebbe, Zutar Shebachem Machai Meisim. I know that even the smallest of you Jews knows how to revive the dead. Even the smallest amongst you knows how to revive the dead. And Rabbi Gedalia Yeshur doesn't say this exactly. He doesn't say it exactly in this way. But certainly what he's hinting to and what he's speaking about over here is that every single Jew has a letter. And sometimes there are Jews who feel like they are the Zutar Shebano. They are the small of the small of the Jews. And sometimes there are Jews who are ready to write themselves off, and who are ready to say, I have no place in this thing called Am Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, every single Jew has a letter. And with that letter, which is the chiyus hapnimi of each person, he's able to be Mechayim Mason. Now in the original context, that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara is talking about that Antoninus was saying to Rabbi, I know that even the smallest of you could be Mechayim Mason Mamish, could be Mechayim people who are dead, like actual people other than yourselves to revive the dead. But from the way that we're taking it here right now, this inyan of being able to revive the dead is talking about us. that a Jew, even the smallest of us, has the ability, using the osios, machkimos, the letters of the aleph bays, we could actually revive ourselves, we could bring ourselves back from the dead. How do we do that? So the truth is, we have a very powerful medicine. There's a sefer called the Sefer HaNikud, that was written by Rav Yosef Chikatila. Rav Yosef Chikatila was a Kabbalist from the 12th century, 12th and 13th century, and he was a student of Rav Avram of Lafia, who I only know from Rav Ari Kaplan books. And Avram Abulafia was one of the great Kabbalists who worked on meditative, you know, practices to have Aliyas Neshama and things like that. Anyway, Rav Yosef Chikatila is the author of his more famous sefer, Shari Ora, which, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Gra said that you can't even begin to understand Torah Sasod without the Shari Ora. But he has another sefer called Sefer HaNikud, which is, I don't really understand most of it, but there's an interesting Keta from there that I found a number of years ago in a different sefer, that Rav Yosef Chikatila writes, "V'hinini mamshil mashal be'inyan arigas tevos bo'osios." A tevos bo'osios. Says, I want to explain to you, b'derech mashal, b'derech remez, through a parable, what is really going on when we take the letters of the aleph bays and we string them into words. So he says, the mashal is the following. The mashal ma'ad avriyome, right? He says, l'refua baki ad ma'od. He said, I'd like to compare it to an exceedingly competent doctor. Refua baki ad ma'od. Yodea teva kol refua v'refua, who knows every single type of medication, every type of healing, every type of herb. Mikol mine harefuos. But yoskol refua mehen nifrados mechaverta. And since every refua is different from its friend, from a different type of herb, tzarech ladas teva v'kol chosev v'sikulose, he needs to know the potency and the potential and the secret koach of each of these different herbs. V'achar sheyedias teva kol refua v'refua b'yosa nifredes kishitztarech yarkiv ke'echad shtayim refuos obezo gimlo dalado yoser. And then when the person knows each of these refuos, he's able to then combine them together, one or two or three or four different types of herbs. Kamashir to the harchiv, whatever he needs to make this medicine. V'oz b'haschaber kol teva v'teva, by putting together each of these different types of herbs, these types of medicines, Mikol osan refuos shahayu me'az nivdolos me'ata yis'arvu ke'echad mizdavgos elu be'elu azigir refu el atachas refuos shlema kefitzaracha choli. So it says, Rav Yosef Chikatila, when he takes each of these types of medications and mixes them together and grinds them up and puts them into a whole big mix, then he's able to create the refuah for the person's earache or the stomachache or whatever the person needs in accordance with the segulos and the kochos, the potential and the potency of each of these types of herbs. V'im lo yadah refuah teva kol sam v'sam, and if he doesn't understand each of the medications as their own thing, ha'nefrad la'atzmo, each one as its own individual medication, he could never make a proper and effective type of medicine in order to bring about the particular refua that he's trying to bring about. The same thing is true if a person wants to be able to daven or wants to be able to learn Torah properly. Then the first thing you need to do is to know the sod of kol os v'os me'os yos haTorah. Hashem Yisbarach yodea tchunos kol os v'tziroseh tchunoseh kohoseh pulosah. Hashem Yisbarach understands and knows all of the different shapes and kochos and actions that can come out of these different letters. Ubiyosu mischaber beiz osios ugimel odal yoser. And when you mix together two, three, four different letters and you create words, only after properly understanding and analyzing each of the letters themselves and going to that place of the letters, as opposed to the place of concepts and ideas, can a person actually be effective in the highest way in bringing about yichudim in their Torah and Tefillah, not in any hocus-pocus kind of way, but in the most basic way, as we'll talk about Mirtz Hashem in a few minutes. The Gemara, you know, we don't have to really go to Sifrei Kabbalah to see this. The Gemara itself, in the Niglos HaTorah, in Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, speaks of the creative capacity of Bezalel, who created the Mishkan and the Kelim for the Mishkan. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Yodea Hay Bezalel Tzarif Osios Shenivra Ham Shemayim V'Arts. Bezalel understood how to mix together, how to combine the letters of the Aleph Beis, those same letters which were used in the creation of Shemayim V'Arts, and the Gemara quotes a Pasuk, The pasuk says, "Ksiv hacha." It says in one place, "Vayimalos ruach elokim bechachma besvuna ubedas." It says that Hashem filled him with ruach elokim, chachma svuna das chachma bina das. And the pasuk by creation of the world says, "Hashem bechachma yasad aretz konein shemayim betvuna." Those same words of chachma and bina of the letters of the aleph bays, first chachma like we spoke about last week, and then bina of the letters, putting them together to create words. Says Rashi on this Gemara, what are you talking about? The osios shnivrahem shemayim v'aretz. So Rashi gives us a little bit of an enigmatic statement. That Rashi says, "Al yedei tzirufan ubesifri tziratanilu." The world, our world as we know it, is actually created from the letters of the aleph bays through their tziruf, through their coming together. And in Sefer Yetzira, we learn what this is all about. What is it all about? So again, the Sefer Yetzira is the old Sefer. It's miyuchas to Avram Avinu, maybe even to Adam Harishon. One of the earliest Sefer Kabbalah. Most of it, despite the fact that my father, I think when I was getting my set of Lakute Maharan that I have, so my father agreed to buy me a set of Lakute Maharan if I would also agree to allow him to purchase for me the Sefer Yetzira with the commentary of Ari Kaplan, and I acquiesced. And of course, I now have both of them. But the Sefer Yetzira is very difficult. I don't understand most of it. I don't even understand what I'm about to read for you. But Rashi is certainly highlighting this memra from the Sefer Yetzira from Perek Beis Osei. That the Sefer Yetzira says, Chaf beis osi osi yisod, chakkan, chatzvan, shaklan, tsarfan, v'hamiran, v'tsar behem nefesh kol yitzur v'kol asid l'tzur. The 22 letters of the Aleph beis are used in etching out and welding together in the formation and the creation of all of the souls of creation, but nefesh kol yetzir, the soul of everything that would be created, the kol asid latzor, and everything that in the future would be created, meaning all that was created in the original creation, and all that ever will be created is made up of the 22 letters of the osios yesod, the 22 letters of the aleph beis. Okay? There's another idea from the Sefer Yetzirah in Perek Dalet Osiyot Beis, which is also important for the shir, that the Sefer Yetzirah points out that shtei avanim bonim shtei batim. Two stones build two houses. In other words, you take the words bo and av, both of those are two batim, two houses, that are built out of two letters, aleph and beis, and you could put them in either direction. Aleph beis equals av, father. Beis aleph equals bo, equals to come. Right? And this is true of not only the first two letters, but shlosh bonos shisha batim. If you take three letters, so those three letters can be through, right, the rearranging of those letters, 1 times 2 times 3 equals 6. So there are 6 different combinations you can make with those letters. Arba, bonim, arba, va'estrim, batim. If you take 4 letters, so then you get 1 times 2 times 3 times 4, which is 24 different, etc., etc., until the Sefer Yetzirah says, mikan va'elech tzevach shov, ma she'in ha'peh yachol ledaber ve'in ha'uzen yachol lishmoa. From here, after you get to 7, 8, 9, 10 letters, so 10 letters, 1 times 2 times 3 times 4 times 5 times 6 times 7 times 8 times, etc., that's a number which is so astronomical that the mouth can't even speak of it, and the ear wouldn't even be able to handle hearing it. It's such a large number. So what we see is that all of, and this is exactly what the Gemara meant, when it said Bezalel knew the secret of having Mitzarev the Osios together, those same Osios which were used in the creation of Shemayim and Aretz. Mirtz Hashem, in a few minutes, we'll see more in depth what that means from a passage from the Tanya, from the Alter Rebbe. But what we could say, at least on the most basic level, is that Ani Ma'amin Be'Amuna Shlema, and every Jew believes with complete faith that when the Gemara says that Shemayim and Aretz are created with the letters of the Aleph Beis, and Rashi says, they're talking about these two passages from the Sefer Yetzirah, the 22 Osios Yesod, with which all of creation was Chatzvan, Shaklan, Sarfan, V'Hamiran, and each of these letters is called a stone, which is used in the building blocks of creation. And they build houses, they build words and concepts and ideas which eventually trickle down into our world and become reality. Now, this whole notion of the letters of the Aleph Beis being building blocks of creation actually led me to a chiddush that I had a number of years ago. Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed me with an interesting idea. And the idea is based on something that Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin has throughout his writings. The first time I ever saw the phrase omnisignificant, which is the English translation of this notion of tzaddik, is actually by one of the fine Talmid Chachamim who works in Oraita here with me, Rav Yitzi Blau. And I don't think he coined the term himself, but a number of years ago I saw that term in an essay that he wrote. I didn't know him at the time. But there's this notion that Rav Tzaddik speaks about called omnisignificance. Omni means all, significant means important, right? And Rav Tzaddik speaks at length in many places throughout his Svarim about the omnisignificance of Torah, which means not the omnisignificance in, like, Torah is more important than ice cream, that's Pasha, but omnisignificance in a different sense, which is that omnisignificance in Torah speaks to the notion that everything in Torah is significant. Meaning, whereas it might be absurd to ask, you know, about your biology textbook, why does the discussion of flowers and the different parts of the flower, why does that appear on page 38? You're not going to find any intrinsic link between, you know, the flower and the number 38. In Torah, every detail is significant. The page, the perek, the mesechta that it's in, who's saying it, every detail, even Rav Tzaddik in places and other Svarim, B'nai Sosra in many places, and other tzaddikim point out that the simanim in the Shulchan Aruch themselves, that even the simanim in the Shulchan Aruch, like why is Hilchas Tzitzis in starting from Simen Ches, right? I have no idea. Just now, popped in the vent because there are 8 strings on the most basic level. But more than that, all through, you could not just cute ideas, but getting to the essence of what these things are. Why are, you know, the simanim found where they are? Why are the prakim and the pieces of Agadah found where they are? So Rav Tzaddik in source number 7. Just to show you this idea inside, Rav Tzaddik in source number 7 in Yisrael Kedoshim Ozvav writes explicitly, "V'kibalti d'kolam amarim b'gemara afal pi shekefi apshat nira d'mashu agav gerara." Says Rav Tzaddik, even though it appears, he says, "I received the tradition that even though it appears sometimes that the agaritas of Shas and the gemaras of Shas, the ma'amarim and Shas, appear to just be kind of flowing from whatever topic they were talking about. You know, it just mentioned three ideas from Yeshua ben Levi, so let's throw in a fourth idea from Yeshua ben Levi, and that has nothing to do with the Masechta or the Perek that we're doing." That's what it seems to be. That just seems to be Nimshachu Agav Gerara. It's just being dragged along in whatever Indian is being discussed. Mikol Makom Al Emes, he says, "But the Kabbalah that I received is that the truth is Yesh Lahem Shaychos Gamr LaMakom HaNikvasham, that each piece of Torah in Halacha and in Machshava appears in the place that it does, dafka because it needs to be there. Veshamu ikar mekolam haroi. That is the fitting shoresh, the fitting place where that Torah should be." And Rav Tzaddik in source number 8 in Pri Tzaddik to Erev Yom Kippur in Osei, actually, in many places he does this, but it happens to be in this particular piece. He quotes quite a few different ideas. So we can take a look there. Just to give you a few of them, he says that the Gemara that talks about Matan Torah is found in Masechet Shabbos and in Perek Rabbi Akiva, because everybody knows that the Torah was given to Am Yisrael on Shabbos, B'Shabbos Hakol, right? Divrei Hakol B'Shabbos Nitna Torah, and in Perek Rabbi Akiva, which is speaking about the Shorish of Torah Shebaal Peh, Rabbi Akiva, etc., which goes according to the students of Rabbi Akiva, as is known from the Arizal, that's what he writes. And another example is, he says, the Chorban of the Beis HaMikdash is found in Maseches Gittin, because just like the Get is a Chorban between the husband and the wife, so the Chorban itself is like the Get between Hashem and Am Yisrael, so to speak, on some level. As if you recall from your introduction to Bible class, if you took that class in Yeshiva University with Rabbi Schwartz, Rabbi Alan Schwartz, that in Yirmiyahu talks about the fact that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu divorced us and we went off with another man, so he shouldn't be able to take us back according to the halacha, but Hashem says, "I'm going to break the halacha for you, and I'm going to take you back." So the Chorban itself was kind of like a gerushin, on some level. Chas v'shalom, not a real gerushin, but on some level it was like a gerushin. V'chulu v'chulu, Rav Tzaddik explains, keseder, that each that each agarata and each halacha appears in the place that it's supposed to be. You could look there, you could look in many other places in Rav Tzaddik's writing. But a number of years ago, I was, you know, preparing this whole long thing, and a lot of it's new and a lot of it's old, about the Aleph Beis. And as I was studying this Inyan, I can remember exactly where I was sitting, I realized that the major discussion about the letters of the Aleph Beis, which is found in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, that Gemara that we read a number of weeks ago, Amri Le Rabbanan Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Asudar Diki Ha'idna Levei Midrasha, that the children come to the Beis Medrash and they start saying these secrets that they haven't heard since Yoshua ben Nun. Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina, etc. And this is the main source of the discussion of the letters of Aleph Beis in the Gemara. So this particular passage of the Agarata discussing the letters of Aleph Beis, Hafle Vafela, that the letters themselves are discussed in Perek Habona and Masechet Shabbos. Perek Habona should be an easy one for those following along in the Shir, that the letters themselves are called the Avonim, the stones, the building blocks of the Batim, of the houses of the words. So Perek Habona is the perfect place, the building blocks of creation. The perfect place to discuss that would be in Perek Habona. And Hilchos Shabbos, because you know that Shabbos, and Masechet Shabbos, because Shabbos is Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis, Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim, and speaks to the fact that on Am Yisrael, you know, 6 days of the week, we run around pretending like we're the Bialim over the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us play our game. But then Shabbos, we come and we give testimony, we give edus, that really, this is just a game, we're not the Bialim over the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal over the world, he's the Baal HaBayis. And Shabbos, we come and we say, Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis, Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim. We remember that Hashem created the world originally with the letters of Aleph Beis, and He continues to run the course of the world with the letters of Aleph Beis. So Shabbos Perek Habona is a very, very proper place for the discussion of these letters, these building blocks of creation. So now, if we want to... So hopefully we've seen that the letters themselves are these building blocks, and now we need to understand exactly how Shemayim and Aretz were created with these letters. And for that, we have to turn to back to the Alter Rebbe, who first brought us into this world of seeing letters and beams and seeing letters and people, and study from Perek Aleph of Tanya Shar Yichud Ve'emuna. And after that, hopefully, you know, to try to move from that world of seeing that the world is created with the letters to trying to figure out how we can use that to make ourselves into better Ovdei Hashem. So the Tanya in source number 10 writes a teaching from the Baal Shem Tov. Hine ksiv le'olam Hashem dvarcha nitzav ba'shamayim. Pasuk says, Hashem, your words continuously stand in Shamayim. And he quotes from the Baal Shem Tov, Perish Baal Shem Tov, ki dvarcha sha'amarta hirakia b'soch hamayim, tevos v'osios elu hein, nitzavos v'omdos le'olam b'soch rakia ha'shamayim. He says, unbelievable, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yehi Rakia, when Hashem said Yehi Or, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon and the stars, and He created the grass and the fish and the birds and all of these things with the Asar Ma'amor Shenivri HaMasa'olam, that those words, La'olam Hashem, you forever Hashem, Dvar Chanitzav Ba'Shemayim, your words continue to stand in Shemayim. And says the Baal Shem Tov, if Chas V'Shalom for 1 second, right, continuing down about a line and a half later, Ki ilu hayu osios mistalkos kerega Chas V'Shalom, if the letters of the words, Yehi Rakia, would disappear for a split second, if Hashem would stop reverberating them through Shemayim, and the echo of those words wouldn't continue to reverberate through the heavens and the earth, Chas V'Shalom for a single second, the Chozros l'mkoron, Kol HaShemayim Ein Ve'Efes Mamish, and all of the world, all of the heavens and the earth would go back to Ein Ve'Efes Mamish, V'Yikalo Hayu Klal Kmo Kodem Ma'amar Yehi Rakia. It would be like before the Rakia was ever created, just like before Hashem said Yehi Rakia, there was no Rakia. So too, if Hashem stops, if Hashem ceases the letters of Yehi Rakia, Yud He Yud, Reish Kuf Yud Ayin, if that stops pulsating through the world, if that stops reverberating through the world, so then everything will go back to Ein Ve'Efes. Not that it'll be, you know, broken and in shambles, not that there'll be earthquakes and there'll be tsunamis. Not even that, there'll be nothing, there'll be absolutely nothing. And the same thing is true not only of Shemayim Va'aretz, it's not only true of these broad things like the Rakia, but every detail of creation, Va'alyonim V'tachtonim. Afilu Eretz Alezua Gashmes B'chinas Domeim Mamish, even a simple rock, a domeim, an inanimate object, has absolutely no chiyus without the life force of the letters which permeate its existence. And says the Alter Rebbe, and if you'll ask me the question, hold on a second, I studied the Asar Ma'amar Shniv Behemes Ha'olam, and it never says the word David Henoch Mordechai Ben Chaim Yonah. It never says my name, and therefore I can't be part of that. Or it never says even the word Shulchan. It never says the word Kisei. It never says any of these things that we have in the world. So how are those continuing to exist if Yehi Rakia and Yehi Or do not contain the makeup of me and of the table and of the cup and the chair? So how does that happen? So says the Alter Rebbe, about 7 lines down. Va'af shelo huzkar shem Evan ba'asar ma'amaros. Even though the word Evan doesn't appear anywhere in the Asar Ma'amar Shabbat Torah. Afal pike nimshach chius la'evan ayidit zirufim v'chilufim v'chilufi osios ha'mizgaglos b'ra'la sharim panim v'achor. Like it says in Sefer Yetzirah. Even though it's true that the word Evan doesn't appear anywhere in the text of the Asar Ma'amar Shabbat Torah, but Hashem has the ability to take all of those letters that were originally created. And you know that even the words Yehi Or, so the word Or is spelled Aleph Vav Resh, but the letters Or are also, you know, could be spelled out B'miloi, so that the Aleph of the word Or could be Aleph Lamed Pei, and the Vav could be Vav Vav, etc. So that all of the letters are themselves infinite. They have infinite depth to them because they could continuously be spelled out. So that the Alter Rebbe says that even the Avonim, even the computer that's in front of me, even the marker that's in front of me, even the chair, even the people who are listening who weren't around by the time of the Asar Ma'amaros are not only being created from Nasa Adam, but our very names, our very existence, and our being, our unique individual being, is being created through the revolving letters of the Asar Ma'amaros Shnevir Behemes Olam, the Asar Ma'amaros with which the world was created. Once we know that, so then we can understand something a little bit more practical. Again, not practical in the sense that we, simple people, can do this in any clear way, but again, knowing, like we said in the beginning, knowing things that are true and saying things that are true, first of all, brings nachas to Hashem. That's first of all. And second of all, knowing that these things are true and bolstering our emunah, that when we daven and when we learn Torah, the letters of the Aleph Beis are not just the concepts that we're reading, but are something beyond that. And Mirtz Hashem, that's what we'll talk about next week. So the Degel Machon Ephraim writes, "Ki mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu yotzei osios lanhagas ha'olam," that we know that there's a pasuk that says that mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things don't come out in a bad way, right? Things don't come out ra from Shemayim. Now the problem is that Hashem is sending down Yehi Or, Yehi Or, Yehi Or. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. The problem is, says the Degel Machon Ephraim, that as those osios descend into our physical world, so ba'avamoseinu harabim, chas v'shalom, and rachmana letzlan, what happens is sometimes the physicality of the world takes those letters and reshapes them and mixes them up so that they come down in not such a holy way. Meaning as opposed to coming down in a way which would be befitting the way that Hashem wanted, mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that things should come out in a good way. What happens sometimes is that l'fi ha-makablim, says the Degel Machon Ephraim, heim l'tavu l'hefech chas v'shalom, they come down either good if we're deserving or not so good if we're not deserving. G'shiyesh tzadik shu chacham ba'olam, and when there's a tzadik in the world or a chacham in the world who knows yodeh ha-osios, like Rav Yosef Jigatila taught us, who knows the secret of each of the letters as individuals, shiyatzu mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he understands that they come down in a holy way and in a good way. Even though if they're coming down sometimes in a not good way, that a person can take the words that are coming down in a not so holy way. For example, the word mace might come down instead of the word tam, tamimus, complete whole, or the word nega, which means some sort of disease or a difficulty, comes down instead of oneg, the same letters, ayin nun gimel, instead of nun gimel ayin. So if a person knows how to rearrange those letters, and knows, more importantly, because we don't really know how to rearrange the letters, but knows how to daven in such a way where they believe that they're focusing on the letters beyond. Yes, you have to know what the words mean. Yes, you have to have perish hamilim. Yes, you have to know what the Torah is saying. But also to maintain somewhere in the back of your mind and somewhere in the front of your heart, understanding that the letters that you're reading can be reconfigured to reshape the world. Istakol b'oresel b'ri alma, Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. But as the Zohar finishes off, like most people don't ever say the second half, istakol b'arnash b'oresel m'kayim alma, Hashem looked into the world, He created it, into the Torah and created the world. But we continue to look into the Torah, b'arnash istakol b'oresel m'kayim alma. We continue to look into the Torah and we recreate the world. We have to do that in a way where we're focused on the letters even beyond the concepts, and to understand that as deep and as profound as Shor Shanavach HaZapara might be, or the intricacies of Yibum, or the intricacies of whether or not you should make a bracha over a talis on Yom Kippur night, and all of the different areas of halacha, the chulu, those are all, and we'll talk more about this in Mirtz Hashem next week, but those are all ideas which are the Chachmas HaTorah, in place of the Or HaTorah, the light of Torah, which is encased in the letters of the Aleph Beis, which we'll see, Mirtz Hashem, next week. We'll just end with a teaching from Maseches Brachos. The Gemara says in Brachos, and Daf Samach Dal Amud Aleph, a Gemara that we're familiar with from our davening all the time. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Tamidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam, Shenemar V'chol Banayich Limudei Hashem V'Rav Shalom Banayich, Al Tikri Banayich Ela Bo Nayich. Rabbi Elazar said that Tamidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. How are we Marvim Shalom Ba'olam? The Tamidei Chachamim are Marvim Shalom Ba'olam because our Torah and our Tefillah are creating peace in the world. We're creating good Tzirufim in the world. And that's exactly why the Gemara ends, Al Tikra Banayich, don't read it as sons, but rather Bo Nayich. Bo Nayach means the builders, those who are using the building blocks of creation. Talmidei Chachamim are not in the business of academia. Talmidei Chachamim are in the business of construction. We're construction workers who are rebuilding the world with our Osios HaTorah. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless us that the next time we look out the window over here in Yerushalayim, we're zocha to see the Binyan Bisa Mikdash, which is built of our Osios HaTefillah and Osios HaTorah, with the coming of Mashiach, Mehir Minu, Amen, V'Amin.